The Reserve Bank will almost certainly leave the cash rate on hold at a historical low of 2% when its board meets later today. But that doesn't mean it won't be an uneventful meeting after a warning from the Treasury Secretary John Fraser that Sydney is in a real estate bubble. With more on the B word, I'm joined by our business editor Peter Ryan. Peter, how significant is that bubble warning from John Fraser given the concerns about Sydney's hot property market?
Well, Michael, a few public officials have dared to utter the B word, at least in public, but John Fraser says it's unequivocally the case in Sydney and in higher priced parts of Melbourne. As Treasury Secretary, Mr. Fraser is on the Reserve Bank board and will be at today's meeting, where no doubt he'll expand on the bubble warning and the unexpectedly blunt assessment he gave Senate estimates yesterday.
When you look at the housing price bubble evidence, it's unequivocally the case in Sydney, unequivocally. And frankly, whatever the data says, just casual observation will tell you it's a case. And it is, and certainly in Sydney, having a palpable impact on young people trying to get into the housing market. And I think that's highly, highly unfortunate.
Treasury Secretary John Fraser. Peter, those bubble comments took some observers by surprise, but now it does seem that there's a growing chorus of agreement.
Yes, sir. The Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Malcolm Eadie agrees serious people are worried and that if the market overheats, it's a risky situation. A fortnight ago, Greg Medcraft of the corporate watchdog ASIC became the first regulator to refer to a bubble when he reflected on the US housing crash in 2008. And his worry is that history has a bad habit of repeating itself.
So how does the Reserve Bank prevent a dangerous bubble from getting out of control?
Well, a further rate cut this year might be necessary to boost the economy, but there's a risk of fueling Sydney's hot property market. But in the background, the prudential regulator APRA has been working to encourage banks to taper back risky lending to investors who could be burned when rates eventually rise or values fall in a correction, and the RBA will be betting that will work.
But Sydney property is only one concern for the RBA. It's not the only one, though, is it?
No, the economy is continuing to slow, and we'll see that in the March quarter growth figures out tomorrow. The transition from the mining boom is stalling, the jobless rate is yet to peak, and inflation is very low. In addition to pushing the dollar lower, there are reasons for the RBA to cut again, perhaps later this year.
Business editor Peter Ryan.